Hi there. The word for you today is on how to overcome anxiety. We've been talking about it for a few days. In Matthew 6, verse 32, Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs." How reassuring. So here are two more steps to help you overcome anxiety. And the first one is ask for help. Paul the Apostle wrote in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 5, "Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus." You're not unique. Others are facing the same fears that you face. Even Paul did. And by, quote, "telling on your anxieties," they begin to lose their power. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, "Two are better than one. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up." So, open up and share your feelings with somebody you trust, and ask them to pray with you. You'd be surprised, people are more willing to help than you might imagine. In some cases, less worry on your part can mean more happiness on their part. Here's the second step to overcoming anxiety. Focus on God, not yourself. Jesus concludes his call to calmness with this challenge. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. Listen to what he says. "Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Now think about it. If you seek wealth, you'll worry about every dollar. If you seek health, you'll fear every blemish and bump. If you seek popularity, you'll obsess over every conflict. If you seek safety, you'll jump at every crack of the twig. But if you focus each day on God's kingdom, the Bible says he will give you everything, everything you need. An unknown poet wrote these words. "Said the robin to the sparrow, 'I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush around and worry so.' Said the sparrow to the robin, 'Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me." And that's the word for you today.